Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 23rd, 2017. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the Mission Church, our radio programs, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. You can also find our radio archives over there. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service and by email with your return address also, with your phone number to call you back. These requests will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your request with no solicitations for donations. No, we won't keep your address unless we're told to, or as my wife says, we'll just throw it away. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, live on YouTube, and on some FM stations, so pray about supporting our time because it is not free. And we are, for you YouTube people, we're on YouTube right now, live. On another note, I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Auckland, New Zealand, Colombia, Australia, Sydney, Australia, Jerusalem, Israel, Bucharest, Romania, and of course cities right here in the good old USA such as Washington, D.C., Stockholm, California, Corpus Christi, Texas, Buffalo, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia. These are just to name a few. And, of course, Wichita, Kansas, which remains our largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they podcast later tonight. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest and get on with this important program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours, because we don't know how to do anything, Father. So please also give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, folks, you remember when I was talking with Joel Richardson about his new book, Babylon? I brought up at the first of the program that many people who write or talk about the United States being Mystery Babylon first got the belief from Dmitri Dudeman, a modern-day prophet. Most likely, if you heard him or ever saw him on a video, it was a Prophecy Club video. So tonight, we bring back on with us my friend I have known for over 20 years, Stan Johnson. Stan Johnson has studied Bible prophecy for 40 years. He's been teaching it for 35 years. He's made 32 DVDs on it. He is the founder of the Prophecy Club and has hosted speaking tours for over 160 guest speakers over the last 22 years. These 160 speakers have made over 335 DVDs on Bible prophecy. Stan and his had the help of his wife, Leslie, to start the Spirit of Prophecy Church in 1998 and is currently the pastor of the Spirit of Prophecy Church in Plano, Texas. He is also the president and CEO of Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. He was the one that introduced Dimitri Dudeman, whose message is that America is Mystery Babylon, and Stan's primary mission is to continue that warning. He also, though, introduced Hayseed Stevens, whose vision was to find oil in Israel, and Stan also continues on in this vision. Tonight, he will tell us about what Dimitri Dudeman said about what is prophesied about America. So let's just welcome Stan. Are you there with me, Stan?
Yes, sir, I am, and glad to be here.
Well, I'm so glad to have you back. You haven't been on in a couple of years, but I'm sure glad to have you back tonight.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here. And before we start, I want to say Dan is a good guy. I know Dan. I know his wife. I know his ministry. And he is the good guy that he sounds like on the radio, and that is a ministry that you really do want to support.
Well, I sure appreciate that, Stan, and we've been friends for a long time. I radio came because of your inspiration. You did radio you've always did radio as long as I've known you, but much of what I do is an inspiration from the things that you have did. So thank you, Stan.
Well, and may I say before God and all the people listening, you know, everybody in the kingdom has their call, and we all want to hear the same sentence, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But you do an amazing thing. Not only do you do radio, but you have a heart and a special place in the kingdom to help people that are down and out and hurting. And the only person that can help them is Jesus. And so I just think you do a wonderful, I mean, I couldn't do it, but you do a wonderful ministry to people, brother.
Well, amen. Thank you. Well, you know, but let's get on with your ministry. You know, the Prophecy Club is really a format. I remember when I first found you, everybody was trying to imitate what the Prophecy Club was doing, but nobody really seemed to succeed.
Well, I look back on those days, Dan, and I can't tell you how many times I scratched my head and said, you know, what we're doing here is impossible. In the natural, this is impossible. To put together a radio program, get people to show up from the radio program in our newsletter to a hotel to pay $5, eventually $7 to come in and listen to it, and then actually give money and actually be able to walk out with the money, be able to pay for the radio. And that was our goal every month, is to get to the end of the month, won souls, and had the money to pay the bills.
Well, amen. There sure was a lot of people that said that the sinner's prayer for the first time, and I mean, that happened at every meeting.
Back well, as a matter of fact, thinking about that, from 93 to give you a little, I don't normally talk about this, but from 1993 when we started to 2000 before Y2K hit, we were able to lead about 7,000 new souls to the Lord and about 20,000 rededicated. And then after Y2K is just being a hodgepodge, catch here, catch there. I believe that the best soul winning days lie ahead.
Yeah, amen. So do I. Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of people, you might have heard from my lady, and there's a lot of people that, you know, do attest that America is Mystery Babylon, and there's some people that have come out and said it's Mecca and different things. I don't want to go into theirs, but at the root of most of those teachers that I see out there now, because I've known them for so many years, basically because of being around your ministry, that the roots of where they first started that or got that message was from Dimitri Dudeman. And ergo, if it was Dimitri Dudeman, it had to be you. So explain that to the people.
Well, probably that's pretty close to true. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're the only source for people to hear about Dimitri Dudeman. But I will say that he said two things. He said that when he came to speak at Prophecy Club, it was some of the busiest times he ever had. He also said the DVD that we made of him was the best DVD that was ever made. But if we're going to get to what I got today, we better get started.
I'm letting you go.
Ever.
Just take it from the top.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, before I get into, and it's, if you've heard me before, I'm about to say a lot of things you have not heard before. Before we start talking about Dmitri, first of all, I want to tell you why America should be listening, why everyone on the globe needs to be hearing this, especially America. First of all, when should the President of the United States and all the people of the nation begin to listen to a warning that is claimed to be from God? In other words, like the king of Nineveh listened and believed Jonah and got a 40-year delay for Nineveh. Well, so when is a message big enough and important enough to where, let's, for example, say Donald Trump really should invite me in to hear this message? When is that important enough to where even a president of a nation, especially America, really should listen? And that brings to a bigger question. Is that big enough for every person in America to listen to? Okay, so let me compare it to three different situations. First of all, let's talk about Paul. He had letters from the high priest authorizing him to arrest, beat, stone Christians. Then on the road to Damascus, he saw a light, heard a voice, blind for 3 days, didn't eat or drink for 3 days until Ananias prayed for him. And the prayer was, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, has appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately scales fell from his eyes, and he could see, he rose, and he was baptized." Now, he did a lot of things after that, but we're not talking about those. We're talking about the one single initial call. This was the call that got the scared-to-death Christians, with good reason, because this is the guy that was arresting them, rounding them up. I mean, he was at the stoning of Stephen and agreeing with it, okay? So this was a very, very feared man in his day by the Christians. But yet this specific example got the Christians of the day to listen to Paul. Now, I'm going to compare Paul's, and I want you to, Paul's calling to Dmitri's calling. And I'm going to say that if you listen to Paul, and I'm not trying to lift up Paul or Dmitri Dudeman above one, but another, because they're all servants of the Lord, okay? And just like he said in the servants that were sent in to the vineyard in the morning, others sent in the afternoon, others sent in the evening, he said, but he gave them all the same. So, okay, so what I'm trying to say is if you hear Paul, you should listen to Dmitri Dudeman. Now, let's go to the next one. Cornelius and Peter. Okay, you remember, giving the gospel to the Gentiles. That's what this is all about. Cornelius had an angel come to him, and he said, "Go to Peter." Then, as Cornelius's two men that he had sent to Peter are knocking on the front door, Peter is concluding a vision in which he saw happened three times. This vision happened three times where you saw a sheet lifted or lowered down, having abominable animals in it. He says, "Peter, kill and eat." He said, "No, you don't understand, Lord. I don't eat anything that's unclean." And then he said, "Don't call unclean what I call clean." About that time, they're knocking on the door. So that particular incident of the angel sending, having Cornelius send two people to Peter, and Peter having the three visions representing the three people, was the reason Peter gave the gospel to Cornelius. Without that, you and I wouldn't be talking about Jesus today. So I'm saying if we listen to Cornelius and Peter, if we listen to Paul, we should also listen to Dmitri, because I'm going to say that the answer is at least, possibly even bigger, than their initial call. Now, after the call, I'm not talking about what they did more. Now, let's go to John the Revelator. If you'll read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, you'll find out that the reason he was banned to the island Patmos is he was boiled in oil. They couldn't kill him. He was so ugly when they got him out of the vat of oil that they banned him to the Isle of Patmos. Revelation 1:10 says, this is John the Revelator talking, "I was in the Spirit of the Lord today, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in the book, and send unto the seven churches which are in Asia." That was the example that started everything for John the Revelator. Now, if you can compare the whole book of Revelation, which is, you know, like this one giant, huge vision, there's no question you got to listen to it. Now, my point is, if you listen to Paul, Cornelius, Peter, and John the Revelator, you got to listen to Dimitri Dudeman. Here's his story briefly, then I'll tell it more in detail here in a second. He smuggled Bibles for 30 years into Romanian Russia. He finally was arrested, tortured for 5 months, culminating in them putting him on the electric chair twice. As the electricity is going through him, the angel Gabriel shows up, says, "No, you're not going to die. You're going to America to give them a warning from God." Then the angel came to him in, like 3 months later and told him the year, month, day, and hour that he would be exiled to America. It happened. When he arrived in America, the angel showed up again to give him the warning after he gave him the warning, which we'll cover in a second. Then he told him, "So that you know that I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you four specific things that are going to happen to you tomorrow." He said, "Someone's going to come and pay your rent, bring you a bed, a car, and a bucket of honey." It all happened exactly as he was told. So, do we count twice on the electric chair? A reason to listen to Dimitri. Arrested, tortured for 5 months? A reason. Smuggled Bibles 30 years. The angel was able to tell him year, month, day, and hour, and then four things the next day that would happen. Is that a call big enough to where Donald Trump should call me and say, "Stan, come to the White House. Tell me, what is this warning?" I'm going to say, yes, absolutely, positively. Is that big enough for you to listen? Brothers and sisters, if you hear Paul, Peter, Cornelius, John the Revelator, you better hear Dimitri Dudeman. Now, how has America received it? Well, since February of 1988, I've done everything I can to try to warn America. How's it going? Not so good. So, in my opinion, America, unlike Nineveh, has not received the warning. Now, let's start with why I believe that I've been called to get this message out. It was February 1988, and I was teaching a class at our local church on Bible prophecy. Started off with two or three people. After a few months, it had 25 or 30 people. And after one of the classes, a lady walked up and handed me an audio tape. And it was of Dimitri Dudeman giving his testimony. And so I wrote him a letter, and I'll cut part of the story here, and asked him to come and speak for one evening to the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. So he writes back, and he says, "I'll come for 2 weeks." I said, 2 weeks? What am I going to do with this guy for 2 weeks? Well, by the time he showed up in March, supernaturally, pretty much no doing on my part, he was booked. He went to like 6 or 7 different radio stations and TV stations, 6 or 7 different churches and Christian groups. He later said it was the busiest 2 weeks of his life. So it was all God ordained. Now, why me? Because I think God looked into my heart and he reached down and he pointed this guy and says, "That's the guy. This is the knucklehead that is just bold enough to go out there and continue to tell people this message. I'm going to put it in his hands." Now, here's the story on that. So March 1988, Dimitri Dudeman comes to town, and as I'm riding around, he would tell me different things and different experiences he had. And he said, "By the way, one of the things," he says, "the angel told me that before the internal revolutions, before the internal problems come to America, before America falls, that there will be an internal revolution in Romania." That's March of 1988. Well, I was interested in hearing what was going to happen to America, so I kind of tucked that on the back burner. Well, about a year later, it's December 22nd, 1989. I'll never forget it. It's about 8:30 in the morning. My back was hurting. I was still in bed. Here it comes on CNN. Ceausescu's been shot. Romania is having a revolution. About that, I mean, I sat up. I thought, oh, man, it's really true. No, I knew it's true. I thought, but it's so close. All of a sudden, it brought Dimitri Dudeman's warning slapping me in the face. About that time, the phone call is ringing. I pick it up. My mom calling long distance from Texas. "You watching the news?" "Yeah." "About the Romanian Revolution?" "Yeah." She says, "Okay, didn't you tell me that that was going to happen?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did." She says, "Okay, tell me, what else did you say?" I said, well, it wasn't me saying it, but here's the rest of the message. And my mom took this message a whole lot different. She decided she had set up, listen, bend her ears forward, and believe what her son had been telling her the whole time. That afternoon, I walk into the office. Elsie was the secretary in those days. She said, you've been watching the news. I said, yeah, why? She says, about the Romanian Revolution. I said, yes. She said, didn't you tell me that was going to happen? I said, yes, ma'am, I did. She said, okay, tell me again. What else did you say? Well, once again, wasn't me saying it. It was Dmitry Dudeman, but this was the message. And Elsie began to listen. I'd like to be able to tell you that that's what's happened to America, but unfortunately, America has ran from this message, and that is not a good day for America. Now, next example, March 1989. So I picked up Dmitry Dudeman, his grandson, and interpreter Michael Boldea in Kansas City. He had just spoken at a church there. I was going to pick him up and drive him over to Topeka where he was going to do some other speaking. So here we are. We're heading west on I-70 between Kansas City, heading toward Topeka. Now, at the time, we had just moved into a new home in Omaha, and my wife was in our home in Omaha unpacking as we were out on this tour with Dmitry. And Dmitry leans his head back. I thought he's asleep. Directly, he sets up, opens his eyes, looks at me, and he says, this woman in your life. Yes, my wife, yes, yes. He said, you tell her, first, she must pray for strength for herself. She's praying for other people, and their problems are coming back on her. You tell her, first, before she prays for other people, she must pray for strength for herself. Whoa, okay. What didn't mean much to me. So we arrived at a little village inn, about 37th in Topeka. I'll never forget it. Got them seated. They're ordering. This is before cell phone days. I stepped out into the foyer there, into the payphone, called my wife in Omaha, and I said, okay. I picked this guy up. And I got this out of place because this is the first time I picked him up. So anyway, so I picked him up. And let me tell you what he said. He said that I'm supposed to tell you that before you pray for other people, you're supposed to pray for yourself. He said, you're praying for the people, and their problems are coming back on you. You're supposed to pray for yourself before you pray for other people. Does that mean anything to you? She just goes, yes. I've just been praying for people all day long, and I just feel down and depressed, and yes, he hit it. And I thought, whoa, who is this? Who is this I have in my car that can know the secret prayers of my wife in Omaha, Nebraska, when I'm driving west on Interstate 70 in Kansas? Who is this? How can he know that? Obviously, I know I have somebody very special in my car.
Right there. Let's stop. We're going to go to a break. So what, Stan, tell them where the Prophecy Club is and, you know, give them the website and tell them what's over there.
Well, it's prophecyclub.com. You spell it with a C, prophecyclub.com. And yes, you can get Dmitry Dudeman's testimony. You can get his book there. Matter of fact, I think on the front page you can go and there's a Dmitry Dudeman gift offer or something like that. But, Dan, I want to encourage the people to support you. For years, 23 years on the radio, I've been on the radio. So many people come on my radio program. They don't think anything about helping us. All they're there for is to see how many books and things they can sell for their ministry. And as you know, every time I come on, I'm always trying to get your supporters to support you. So I'm going to say support Dan, too.
Okay, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk more with Stan.
Right back.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, remember to pray about a donation for the Wichita Mission Church tonight. You know, we see more and more new people each day, and we get no help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us that we're in our 17th year and soon to be starting 18th year that make this mission church. So why do so many people come for us for help? Well, love, that's the answer. They're treated as family. Second, and beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the rule. If we don't have a way to fill the need, we pray it in. This is even why the agencies tell their employees about the Potter's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. So just pray about it, folks. This is why, anyway, we are responsible, folks, to care one for another as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help with the poor, pray about a donation for radio airtime. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. Find all the information at prophecyhour.com. And now we're back to listen to Stan Johnson giving his testimony about Dimitri Dudeman and the warning that is needed for America, and maybe even specifically for the White House. So welcome back, Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. Are you there, Stan?
Yes, sir. As I look at this, I'm going to have to really move in order to get to even half of this. So okay, I'll go quickly here. So the next example, it was late at night, and he says, I couldn't stay inside of the because of the smell, and he says, I went outside because of the rock. And he said, a light came toward me. The fear of cars came with me. And within me, remaining police were always trying to run me over the cars. He says, that's why I jumped to run. The light surrounded me. Out of the light, I heard the same voice that said, Dimitri, why are you so despaired? Now, that's part of his testimony. Now, in 1989, I was privileged to go to Dimitri's house in Fullerton, California. While I was there, we were out in his front lawn. And I said, by the way, the night that the angel came to you for the first time when you just arrived, the very night in America, and you said you were outside sitting on a rock, and that you thought that it was a car running over you. Where were you sitting? And there was what you and I would call a planter. He walked over, and he sat down. He looked to the left, looked to the right, kind of got his bearings. He said, I was sitting right here. And I said, now, where did the light come from when you thought that they might be running you over with cars? And he pointed, he said, that direction right there. Well, I changed the subject directly. He got up and walked off. Well, being the inquiring mind that I am, I walked over and sat down in the exact space he was sitting down in. Then I looked up and I asked myself, okay, if it's midnight and if I see a light coming at me from that direction, could I possibly mistake that for a car? And the answer is absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's like the road is a T intersection there, and the bottom of the T, if you keep going straight and not turn left or right, you would literally run right over where he was sitting. You would run right into the front living room of his house. So that told me as a further natural confirmation of his story. Finally, 1989, I dropped him off to speak at the Living Faith Church in Omaha. Brother Wes Doffenbaugh was the pastor in those days. We are heading south on I-60 about 6:30 p.m., and I had just passed Pacific Street. I'll never forget it. Leslie turns to me and she says, now, I don't want you to think that I don't think Dimitri is from God, because I do. But, you know, if he was really a man from God, he would know that I want a message from God, and he would give me a prophecy. I said, honey, I think that's stretching a little bit. Well, he gives you and these other people prophecies. He said, here's what God says to you, and I want him to give one to me. And I said, well, ask him. You ask him, he'll give you one. She says, no. No, if he's really a man of God, he will know that I want to hear what God says to me, and he'll tell me. I said, honey, I think, you know, that's stretching a little bit. Just ask him, he'll tell you. She says, no, if he's a man of God, he will know I want a prophecy. That's Monday night. Friday night, I have him over at the house. We had about 25, 30 people in our house that night. I remember he talked on Galatians 5. After he's over, I'm in the kitchen helping get tea for the guests. Leslie walks up. She said, did you talk to Dimitri? No, honey, has he been gone all week long? Why? She said, I mean, did you tell him I wanted a prophecy? No. No, why? She said, are you sure you didn't say anything to him? I said, no, I haven't talked to him. No, why? She said, here's what he just did. He just walked up to me, and he pointed that little crooked finger at me, and he said, you said, if I'm a man of God, I would have a prophecy for you. And so here's what God says to you, and then he began to tell her all the secrets of her heart. Now, the point is, Dimitri Dudeman, in my opinion, is the greatest prophet ever sent to America. He is our Jonah. He is our one, only, and last chance to get some more time to delay, to soften the judgment that's coming. Now, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to skip some segments here in order to get to the most important thing that you must hear. So I'm going to start with how he got started in all this. He says, I was born in a Christian family. My father was pastor of a Pentecostal church, and at the age of 17, I ran away from home. I went to Marine school, stayed there about 4.5 years, became a Marine officer, gave me about 80 new recruits, put me out on the Black Sea. The government told me to search the ships coming in from the foreign countries, and if I found any Bibles, confiscate them, arrest the missionaries. They said, Dimitri, if you do this, you'll be advanced quickly. Ah, when I heard I had become a big, important man, I started searching the ships faithfully. One morning, a ship came in from Holland. I took 8 men with me. In checking the ship, sure enough, under a crate of cookies, I found a large quantity of Bibles. I went to the captain. Whose Bibles are these? Oh, I don't know. Don't worry. You will know. About that time, I saw a man over on the side crying and praying to God. He was a missionary from Holland. He worked with Open Doors. I went to him asking for his passport. Are these your Bibles? No. Who do they belong to? They belong to your brothers and sisters. When he said it was like putting a knife in my heart, I heard a voice in my ear saying, what are you doing, Dimitri? I put you here. Don't confiscate those Bibles. Don't you know your dad is a pastor? Don't you know your brother's a Christian? I had turned around to see who was speaking to me, but there was no one. I started shaking. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was so embarrassed that I was shaking in front of the missionary, so I went into another compartment of the ship. The voice was still there. I stuck my fingers in my ears so I wouldn't hear it, but the voice got louder. Go give him his passport or I'll punish you. I went to the missionary shaking. I gave him his passport. I said, God answered your prayers. He told me in my ear to give your passport. And I also sent some men to protect you from the police. Well, that started some 30 years of Dimitri being a Bible smuggler. Now, I'm going to skip how he was arrested, never caught the Bibles, came to his home walking on Bibles, couldn't see them. I'm going to jump to after he's arrested. Now he's at the police station. Put me in a very dark cell, couldn't see any walls. Said, Dimitri, you're going to stay here until you tell us everything. After a little while, I heard a door open, you know, like there's a squeak. I said, is there someone in here? Then I heard a rat squeak. I thought, whoa, what is going on? About that time, rats, huge, foot-long rats, man-eating rats, started jumping on me every place. I throw one or two off, and they're jumping on, and apparently this was what they did. They just let the rats eat people whole. He said, about that time, I got really scared, and I said, don't let me down. And about that time, the whole room lit up with white, powerful light. He said, the light was so powerful, I couldn't look at it. Out of the light, I heard the same voice. Dimitri, don't be afraid. I am with you. Look at me. He said, I raised my head to try to look. He said, the power of the light was so strong, it threw me down to the ground. Dimitri, look at me. I said, who are you? I'm the angel Gabriel. I'm the messenger of heaven. I came to help you. Look at me. He said, when I looked, I saw a man dressed in shiny clothes. He had a wide belt around his waist. He had a helmet on his head. He had a sword that was flaming in his hand. He said, Dimitri, don't be afraid. You will go through many tortures, but I will be with you. He said, look around. He said, I looked around, and the whole floor was dead or filled full with dead rats. By that time, the light disappeared. They came and knocked on the door. Oh, you killed my children. Now I'm going to kill you. Then they put him into the water torture. He said, they pulled me out by the feet, took off my shoes, put me in a tight cell. A cold river of water was dripping on me. I got so cold, I couldn't move. They finally come to me, and they opened the door. I just fell out. What's wrong, Dmitri? Oh, we know. You're cold. It's okay. We'll heat you up. They tied me around the waist. They hoisted me up in middle air. With rubber hoses, they began to beat on my feet and my hands. He says, brother, I don't have time to tell you all of the tortures that lasted for 5 months. All the time. Yeah, I was so much torture. He said, but in my ear, Dmitri, don't tell. Dmitri, don't confess. You say, why would I endure this torture? He said, because if I had told them, many brothers would have been arrested. Many children would have starved to death because they take their job away. Now, let's jump to the point. So finally, the big test comes. One day they came to me, Dmitri, come here. We want to show you something. They took me into another room. He said, there was a very unusual chair. Do you see this chair, Dmitri? We brought it all the way from Germany just for you. You're going to tell us how you get those Bibles through, or you're going to die on that chair. He said, even if I die, I have nothing to tell you. They tied my hands behind the chair, tied my feet around it, put something over my feet, tied something over my heart, stuck a bowl on my head, two things in my ears. Think what you did. Now you're going to die. They plugged it in. I felt a powerful shock of electricity all through my body, like pins and needles going through me. I couldn't see anymore. I thought I was going to die. When I thought I was going to die, boom, the same light appeared. Dmitri, don't be afraid. You won't die. Plead the blood of Jesus. So I started saying, Singulo Iisus, which is Romanian for the blood of Jesus. He said, I woke up. I was on the floor. They were pouring water on me, slapping me around. Now you told us everything. Listen, there was my voice. Singulo Iisus. They couldn't get through it. They did the same thing the next day, twice on the electric chair. He told me later, next morning I wake up, all of my teeth had fallen out. They're in my mouth. All of my teeth fell out. Killed his teeth. Now, I'm going to skip to the next example. 3 months later, after he was finally released, the angel came to him, healed him all up. He says, now, get busy. He said, you have 4 more years to carry Bibles. The police will follow you step by step, but I will be ahead of them. I will blind their eyes. When they see they can't catch you, they're going to kick you out of your country. He said, I'm going to tell you the year, month, day, and hour. You're going to be exiled from God so that you know that I'm truly the angel of God. You'll be exiled July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning. He said, I will pull up to the border checkpoint, taking out my back seat, my front seat. Had so many Bibles in the car all across my dash. He said, I could barely turn the steering wheel. Dmitri, what do you have in the car? Bibles. Go on, get out of here. Stop making fun of us. They couldn't see them. Sure enough. Gave all my possessions away, all packed up. July 22nd, 1984. Dmitri, you have to come with us. What are you doing with the suitcases? We knew you're coming. Dmitri. Sure enough, as we got to the airplane, exactly as the angel had said, July 22nd, 1984, just as the airplane is backing up. He arrived in America. I'll skip part of the message. The angel came to him again. He said, it was late at night. I couldn't stay in the house because of the smell, he said, because they had pets in there before. He says, I was outside on a rock. A light came toward me. The fear of cars came with me because the Romanian police were always trying to run me over the cars. I jumped to run, but the light surrounded me. Out of the light, I heard the same voice. Dmitri, why are you so despaired? I said, why did you punish me? What I do is so rotten. Why did you bring me to America? I have nowhere to lie my head. I can't understand anybody. We have nothing to sleep on. Dmitri, didn't I tell you that I will be here with you also? I brought you here to this country because this country will burn. Well, then why did you bring me here to burn? Why don't you just let me die in my own country? Dmitri, have patience. I will tell you. Get beside me. Now, I quizzed him on this. He said, I don't know what it was. He said it was like a big pillow on fire. All I can remember is he controlled it with his left hand. That's it. He said, so I got beside the angel. In a moment of time, he took and showed me all of California. In Las Vegas, in New York, in Florida. He said, you see what I've shown you? He says, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. and one day it will burn. He says, how will it burn? He says, America is so powerful. He said, it will start with an internal revolution in America. The Russian spies have discovered where the most powerful nuclear missiles are stored in America. It'll start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries which it cannot remember will attack. The Russians will bombard the nuclear missiles in America, and America will burn. What will you do with the church? The church in America has left me. How? Don't you have any people here? He said, people in America honor people. The honor that should be given to God, they give to other people. Americans think high of themselves. They say, I serve God, but they don't. In the church, there's divorces, adultery, fornication, sodomy, all kinds of sin. Jesus doesn't live in sin. He lives in holiness. I brought you here so you could cry out loud. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Tell them to stop sinning. God never stops forgiving them. Tell them to repent. He will forgive them. Tell them to start preparing themselves now so I can save them in the day of trouble. How will you save the church if America will burn? Tell them exactly as I tell you. As he saved the three young men from the oven of fire and Daniel from the mouth of the lion, that is how I'll save them. But you must tell them to stop sinning and repent now. He says, I've blessed this country because of the Jews that are here. I have 7 million Jews here. They haven't tasted war or persecution. God has blessed them more than anyone else. Instead of thanking God, they started sinning and doing wickedly. Their sins have reached the Holy One, and God will punish them with fire. Israel doesn't recognize the Messiah because they placed their trust on the Jews in America. But when God will hit America, all the nations will be terrified. God will raise up China, Japan, many other nations. They'll beat the Russians. They'll push them to the gates of Paris where they make a peace treaty. But they make the Russians their leader. Now, I think that that is when they form the world government, and that peace treaty may be the start of the tribulation. All the nations with Russians as their leader go down to attack Israel. It's not that they want to. God makes them. Israel doesn't have the help of the Jews in America. So in their terror, when they see what is coming, they call for Messiah. Messiah returned on the clouds, defeats the armies of the earth. He says, are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? Are your wedding clothes clean? If there are still spots on the clothes of your soul, then the blood of Jesus still has power to wash them away. He said, well, if you are the angel of God, then everything you've told me has to be written in the Bible. If it's not, then I can't tell the Americans. Tell them to read Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 8 through 15. Write it down. Jeremiah 51, verses 8 through 15. He names it the mystery of Babylon, the great adulteress. Also Revelation chapter 18, the whole chapter. Now, as an aside, I'm going to tell you that I believe the following chapters are the whole story. I think all of Revelation 18, all of Jeremiah 15, 51, all of Isaiah 13, 21, and possibly 47 and 34. Now, continuing. Where was I? Looked up from that. Okay, let's see. Why does he call it the Mystery Babylon? He said, tell them because all the nations of the world immigrated to America. America accepted them. America accepted Buddha, the Devil Church, the Sodomite Church, the Mormon Church, all kinds of wickedness. America was a Christian nation, but instead of stopping them, they went after their gods. Because of this, he named it the Mystery Babylon. He said, now, so that you know, and this is what you guys need to hear. This is proof it's from God. So you know I'm truly the angel sent by God. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, someone will come and give you a bed. At 10:30, someone will come and pay your rent. At noon, they will bring you a car and a bucket of honey. He said it happened exactly as the angel said. 9 o'clock, doorbell rang. I brought you a bed. Couldn't sleep all night long. Help me unload it. And then at 10:30, someone rang my doorbell, handed me a check for $500. And at noon, someone rang my doorbell, handed me the keys to a car, opened up the front seat, sitting in the front seat, a bucket of honey, all exactly as the angel said. Now, in conclusion, December the 18th, 2016, as I stepped out of the shower, dried off, I turned to throw the towel over the shower stall, you know how you do, And as the shower, or excuse me, as the towel was in the air falling over the shower stall, all of a sudden, in an instant, I got a revelation. See, I had been thinking things like Ferguson, Baltimore, Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, the Russians hacked the election, Comey changed the election, do away with Electoral College, you know, Donald Trump got in, he ripped us off, you know, he didn't win the popular vote. I thought all of this was just happenstance. But all of a sudden, in a millisecond, I saw it. I saw that this revelation, that this is the division in our nation, is really caused by the hand of God. This is God intervening, causing division. This is the start of the internal revolution that Dmitri was told about. We are now in the early phases of the internal revolution. I believe that the angel first spoke to Dmitri in 1980. If you add 40 years, that concludes in 2020. So it's a very good possibility that our days are about to run out. Now, would you like to know 7 signs to watch for to know when America is going to fall? April 15, 2002, my wife is a prophet, and she was given a dream. And the first part of it confirms the dream. She was told that Arafat was going to the hospital and die there. Now, at the time, Arafat wasn't allowed outside of his compound. So to put that on the air, to send out to all of our best supporters, put the internet, that he's going to die in the hospital is a big thing. But 2 years later, 11-11-04, 3:30 a.m., as she was told, Arafat died in the hospital. Point number 2 of that prophecy, Israel will give the Palestinians a state. The Palestinian state would be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. Oil, massive amounts of oil, will be discovered in Israel. The oil will make the Jews willing to fight for their land, then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. I think that's probably World War III. Then, January 22, 2006, she was given 7 newspaper headlines that lead to the fall of America. She heard the first one audibly, the other one she heard in her heart. Now, this is not the order they were given. This is the order I believe that they'll be fulfilled in. 1. Omer ushers in Palestinian state. We do not know what Omer is. Omer ushers in Palestinian state. 2. Catastrophe hits America. Catastrophe hits America. I'm repeating them twice. 3. One of America's greatest times of need. 4. Israel refuses help to America. 5. Israel has attacked America, sends troops. Then finally, she said she heard my voice quoting the angel that spoke to Dmitri Dudeman. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia will attack. Pastor Dan.
Wow. You got like a minute and 20 seconds left.
Well, kind of watching the, okay, well, let me use that 20 seconds to do this. First, now's the time, brothers and sisters, to stop sinning and repent, turn to Jesus. Second, now's the time for you to also go to prophecyclub.com, get all the scoop on Dmitri Dudeman for you and your family so that you have it when these things start coming to pass. And 3, do your very dead level best to pray for and support Pastor Dan's ministry to the homeless. You'll be blessed for it.
Well, I appreciate that, Stan, and there's a lot left out there, but maybe sometime you'll come back when you get a notion to and tell us about the prophetic oil, because that's a really important piece of this puzzle. So pray about it, and we'll talk about it, and let me know. So you be blessed, Stan. Thanks for being on with me. I hope you do it again.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless. Well, folks, that was Stan Johnson, founder of the Prophecy Club. Yeah, I'm looking at his site right now, and if you go over there, you will find he does daily broadcasts, and he's on many radio stations, but you can get him right on the Internet if that's what you want. Go to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com and check him out. He also has all those DVDs you talked about, first the radio program. Well, those are all over there also. He even has some special offers, like from Michael Snyder, who that's where Michael Snyder went and made his DVDs at. That Michael gets rid of, so or sells, whatever. But on the front page, there, if you scroll down, there is a thing to listen to Dimitri Dunham's testimony. Folks, it's really important. Right now, everybody's talking about what is Mystery Babylon, and so you just need to check it out. You need to pray about it for yourself and see what you think. But anyway, Dimitri Dudeman, you can find it. You can also find out about Dimitri Dudeman at Hand of Help. But Stan, you can get his book, Through the Fire Without Burning. That's Dimitri Dudeman's book, Through the Fire Without Burning. And that is his testimony with all about the prison and different things. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. Remember, though, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. If you're not a blessing to others, how can you be saved? Pray for the priests of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses you and keeps you, and his face would shine upon you, and be gracious to you, and give you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.